Good afternoon, I'm Erin Gottsacker with WXPR News. The Lincoln County Health Department is reporting 100 doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine have gone to waste. It happened on Friday. The health department said a vial of the vaccine was not properly prepared, so they weren't able to use it. Health Officer Shelley Hersel said staff is heartbroken over the error and it's taking steps to make sure it doesn't happen again. The incident has been reported to the Wisconsin Department of Health. Firefighters are still on alert after a busy weekend fighting brush fires. Throughout the state, fire crews responded to nearly 100 wildland fires this weekend. WXPR's Katie Thorison brings us up to date on the DNR's response and why people shouldn't drop their guard just because rain is in the forecast.
Spring is usually the most dangerous time in Wisconsin for wildland fires. This spring has been busier than most. Wisconsin DNR Wildfire Prevention Specialist Catherine Cooley says fire activity this year has been 3 times greater than in past years. There's been 150 wildfires in Wisconsin. Typically, that number is around 50. And they've been happening all across the state.
We had some warmer temperatures, really gusty winds, low humidity. So certainly at the starting off fire season with a bang and going statewide, you know, typically we'll start in the south and kind of move north as the snow cover disappear. But we're starting to see that snow cover disappear statewide at the same time.
Oneida, Forest, Iron, Price, Langlade, and Lincoln counties all saw at least one brush fire this weekend. The largest was a 4-acre fire north of Merrill on Saturday. Rain in the forecast this week will help lower the fire danger risk some, but Cooley warns not to grow complacent.
That fire danger does change very drastically, very quickly. So even though you get a little rain today, tomorrow, you know, things could dry out again and we could be hovering at high or very high fire danger this time of year. So it's important to check those daily restrictions.
We have a link on our website, WXPR.org, to check fire danger and restrictions. Cooley says the DNR will move resources around the state based on fire danger so it can quickly respond to where they're most likely to occur. But the best thing is for people to take precautions to prevent fires from happening. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A medical helicopter will once again be based at Howard Young Medical Center in Woodruff. Aspirus announced it would be basing its medevac critical transport at the hangar there starting in April. The helicopter has been based in Wausau. Aspirus Medevac System Director Jason Keffler says the move makes sense logistically since most patient transports come from northern Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula.
We're going to be shaving off about 20 minutes of potential transport time from responding in Wausau up to those northern areas that could also be life-changing for somebody if they're having a heart attack or a stroke or involved in some type of motor vehicle crash. So we really will see a lot of benefits to not only the communities up there, but also the patients that we're serving in those areas.
Howard Young is still currently run by Ascension. Aspirus is in the process of acquiring it and other Ascension-run hospitals and clinics in the Northwoods. Ascension stopped basing a helicopter at Howard Young at the end of 2020. In December, Lifelink 3 announced plans to open a new air medical base in Rhinelander. Chippewa tribal officials in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan are blasting the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources for allowing state-licensed wolf hunters to blow past their quota in just 4 days last month. Hunters killed 216 wolves. That's nearly double their quota of 119 animals. The Chippewa view the wolf as sacred and oppose hunting the animal. John Johnson is the chairman of the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission's Voight Intertribal Task Force. He says the state didn't consult with the tribe before launching the hunt during spring when female wolves are typically pregnant. And he says wolf pelts are in bad shape this time of year, which means the hunt was all about killing. Last week, Deb Holland became the first Indigenous Interior Secretary. She'll lead the agency that manages 500 million acres of public land and houses the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Throughout its history, the Interior Department has been used to oppress Indigenous people. Now, a local tribal commission is hopeful Holland's confirmation will mean tribal interests will play a greater role in the department's decisions. The Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission is an intertribal agency that represents 11 Ojibwe tribes in the region. It provides natural resource management guidance to treaty-ceded territories. Dylan Jennings is the agency's Public Information Office Director.
I think as an organization, we're just delighted to have somebody in there that is you know, an advocate for treaty rights and acknowledging those treaties that the federal government entered into with our tribes, our tribal nations, to perpetuate our way of life and to reserve our harvesting rights.
Jennings says the agency and many local tribal communities are excited to work with someone who's already familiar with the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Holland has promised to start repairing a history of broken treaties committed by the federal government. For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.